All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it is all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming to the show right now for the very first time is a lovely lady who is based out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. She's the owner and holistic health practitioner at Mind Your Body and Spirit. If you go to her website, Olives to Lychee. Oh. What is that word?
Olives to Lychees.
Lychees.
.com.
Olives to Lychees.com. Lychees is spelled Lycheese.com. That's olives with an S. T-O. Lychees.com. You can also give her a call at 416-759-5407. I'm talking about our guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. Marie, welcome. Marie-Claire, welcome to the show. Wow.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's an honor to be on your show.
And thank you for putting up with my stammering. I apologize.
No, no worry.
But you know, before we get rolling here, Marie-Claire, let me ask you to do me a favor. Just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and exactly what you do.
Well, for the last 20 years, I've been calling myself a nurture and thrive coach. I've been running a holistic health practice called Mind Your Body and Spirit, as you mentioned. It's located in Toronto, and this is where I help people feel better and perform better. I guide womenpreneurs, I came up with that name,
okay,
who are struggling with energy-sucking stress, annoying body pains, and wanting more out of life to self-nurture, take charge of their health, and refire to focus on what they are meant to be and do.
Right. That's great.
And yeah, I'm really excited about that.
I was going to say, I've never heard of something like this, but can you explain this womenpreneurs?
Well, it's women who are in business for themselves.
Okay.
They are pioneers of in their own field, and they're very success-focused. And they come to me when they want to break free of specific blocks that prevent them from being healthy, from growing their business, from stepping into their life mission and making much more money. And I help them feel better so they can live richer. Because as a society, we all benefit when we are doing, we're feeling our best and we're doing our best.
Right. So now what do you offer?
I offer these womenpreneurs, mm-hmm, and sometimes their husbands, a two-hour timeout, mini vacation of mind, body, spirit nurturing in a relaxing sanctuary away from noise, responsibility, phones, and daily pressures. And the clients come to de-stress, relax, recharge, and rejuvenate. And they come to reconnect with their intuition, their creativity, their passion, and their priceless wisdom. They come to feel better and empowered to perform better.
Right.
While they're getting through challenging times like health issues, such as cancer, relationship issues, financial challenges, or stressful work and home situations. And I tell them, I tell you that nothing pleases me more than seeing a client's eyes sparkle, a big smile lighting up her face, and hearing excitement in her voice when she just experienced a ha-ha moment.
Uh-huh.
She had a mindset shift, and she now sees her situation from a different perspective. Her whole posture is now erect. She radiates a new and lighter energy. She's enthusiastic, and she's eagerly to write down new ideas that just came to her because she got clarity, hope, and inspired motivation to take the next best action steps towards making grounded decisions.
That's great.
And I don't have the answers for them. I don't even have a medical background.
Okay.
But with the clients, I used they've proven effective five-step process that I developed to look for the root cause of their issue, to guide them to connect with the related emotions and work towards dissolving the emotional charge to kickstart the healing process so the clients can rapidly move towards freedom, greater health, and happiness. I have the tools, and so the clients have said to me,
right,
the gentle approach and touch to help them access the wise answers, the creativity, and the healing that they need and that we all have within our body, within ourselves.
Right.
So what is interesting is that in the past few years, many clients have been coming with a physical concern, and we end up working on a life purpose issue.
Okay.
The physical concern is just an indicator that something needs our attention, and we will it gets more intense if it is ignored or suppressed with medication, alcohol, or electronic distraction.
Right.
And when the client is paying attention to what's going on in her body and in her life, and she's willing to regain health and whole body harmony, it inevitably leads to many wonderful self-discoveries, freedom, renewed energies, and transformational shifts. And all that is very encouraging and empowering. And that's why I'm so passionate about doing this work, because it works.
Right.
I have done it myself, and I see the results with my clients.
Yeah, I understand you had a client named Susan that you wanted to talk about, right?
Yes. My client, Susan, was a client over 16 years ago,
mm-hmm,
and she got better, and life took its course and so on, and she stopped coming, and about a year ago, she came back, and she has been working with me because of her physical pain and grief over the death of her beloved husband, and she says that if I wasn't working with you, I would be stuck. I would be back to where I was several years ago with no coping skills for stress.
Mm-hmm.
It would be terrible. You bring me a lot of happiness and calming peace, and it is good for my spirit, my physical and emotional health. I always look forward to my session with you. And she concludes by saying, it's going to be a great day today. I'm scheduled to work with you. I'm so thrilled that it's working for her, and she's a delight to work with.
That's great. And now talk about these books, because, again, I'm on your website here, and I see you've got some books, right?
Yes. And they're called Olive Tulici's Everyday Mediterranean Spa Cuisine,
uh-huh,
Volumes 1 and 2. And I share with the readers my secrets for creating better health and about nourishing and nurturing the whole body with real food and daily self-care practice to release stress, recharge, and rejuvenate in order to prevent health issues and to heal. And it is now a known fact that 95% of illness is either triggered by or aggravated by stress. Therefore, in our high-stress and fast-paced life, it's so crucial to take time out to de-stress, relax, to calm the nerve system,
right,
and replenish our energies if we want to live a long and happy life with a healthy body and a well-functioning brain. I'm very concerned about what the fast-growing epidemic of diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and dementia, among other diseases,
right,
is going to do to our nations and medical system. It's quite scary.
Yeah, I mean with the advent of technology and how it makes our lives easier, but there's also that, you know, where people get sucked into technology and they become more sedate. They sit around more. They don't eat properly. You know, and again, if you go to the website Olives to Lychees.com. That's that's the website for Marie Claire. She's our guest today. You can go check out those books. She's got two volumes, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Of course, you got to have Volume 2 after there's so many questions from Volume 1, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And okay, you can go and
to work together.
Right, and you can order those right on the website, I see.
Not on my website. You can order them from the publisher. The publisher's website is BalboaPress.com. And they're also on Amazon.
No, I understand that, but you've got the link right there on your website. So they don't have to go to Balboa. They just click your link from your website. It's easier.
That's correct. Definitely
easier for them to find those books. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here, okay?
Sure.
Marie Claire, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, I do want to continue on our discussion regarding what you do as the owner and holistic health practitioner, mind your body and spirit. Marie Claire is based out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Olives to
Lychees.
You'll get it. I'll get it. Olives to Lychees.com is her website. Olives with an S. So O-L-I-V-E-S to T-O. Lychees spelled Lychees.com. Olives to Lychees.com. Our guest is Marie Claire Bourgeois. Did I get the last name right?
Yes, you did.
Look at me. I'm rocking now.
Yes, you are.
All right, Marie Claire, we'll take a quick break. We come back more with you after these words right here on All Business Media. And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I am your host, Rick Delgado. And again, we're sitting with our new friend, Marie Claire Bourgeois. She is the...
from Canada.
Yes, she's from Canada. Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The owner and holistic health practitioner at Mind Your Body and Spirit. You can go to her website, olivestolychees.com. That's olivestolychees.com. Lychees is spelled L-Y-C-H-E-E-S. com, or give her a call, 416-759-5407. And again, Marie Claire, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. It's an honor to be on your show, Rick.
Yeah, and it's fun talking to you. Now, let me ask you this, because you've been doing this for a long time, right?
Yes, I have, over 20 years now.
Right, but what was your first call, you know, how did you first get into all this and start teaching and stuff like that?
Well, first of all, my first calling was in teaching.
Uh-huh.
So I was a teacher, and I was inspired by my favorite Aunt Claire, who was a primary school teacher, and also by my primary grade teachers. And I thought that they made teaching cool and learning fun.
Mm-hmm.
So as a teenager, I truly enjoyed working with young children. So once I realized in college that I was not cut out for the career in science that I thought I wanted,
right,
going into teaching was a calling that made that was easy to answer, and it made so much more sense based on my personality and my aptitudes. And about 15 years into my teaching career, I experienced a life-changing family crisis that caused me a tremendous heartache that lasted many years. It forced me to take care of myself and to examine all aspects of my life because my world was shattered. I had to look after my health, my relationships, and my dreams for the future. Everything was put into question. So as I started my healing journey, I discovered the power of meditation and soothing, gentle, natural therapies that made me feel better physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And I knew that this painful experience was an awakening that would lead me to answer a second calling, mm-hmm. and this one, in holistic health. So I began my studies in holistic health and energy medicine. I resigned from the school board, and I started my holistic practice, focusing on stress management and health building with vibrational energy medicine and nourishing clean diet. That's where the books came from.
Okay.
And my life has never been the same. My relationship with my family is now healed and better than ever, and I feel much happier and healthier. And if we are all that allocated a miracle in our lives, that was my miracle, and I'm so grateful. So to express my everlasting gratitude, I then decided that my life mission was going to be dedicated to helping people heal and feel better,
mm-hmm.
so they can thrive focusing on their life mission, just like I had the chance to do that.
Right.
So I'm still teaching, but not in a school classroom.
Right.
I'm teaching women who want to take charge of their health, and sometimes I work with their husbands. their children and even their dogs
okay.
on how to structure a basic self-care ritual to manage stress, gain and maintain energy, nourish and nurture their whole body, mind, and spirit using self-awareness,
right.
natural therapies, real food, movement, and meditation. And I want to help women achieve what they're meant to be and do in their life. Like I said earlier, just like I had the chance to do.
Right. And I think one of the things you point out there is the use of real food. I think too many people get away from that, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Our fast-paced lifestyle forced us sometimes to go to convenience food.
Yes, but that's why they should learn from you, because you can teach them how to get around that.
Yes. Convenience food is fine. It's for convenience.
Right.
But it should not be the base of a healthy daily nourishment plan.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. What are some of the obstacles that you had to overcome? You know, because now you've gone away from teaching and you decided, I'm going in this direction, and
yes.
I'm going to teach people this. What are some of the things that have kind of, gotten in your way, but you still overcame them?
Well, that was also another reason why I left teaching.
Oh, really?
The way I was doing it.
Okay.
Is learning to effectively deal with physical and emotional stress at work, as well as finding balance between a very demanding job and leisure time.
Mm-hmm.
They were my major challenges, and I had to deal with that. They prevented me from fully enjoying my life. During my teaching career, my job was my life. It was my whole world. It was my only world other than my husband. I was totally dedicated to it, and I knew that I was that I was doing too much, and that there was no way I could sustain that pace until retirement. It was only during the summer breaks that I focused on myself and my hobbies, as long as I didn't have any new curriculum to prepare for September.
Right.
And that is such an unbalanced way of living. I nearly lost my health. I knew that there was much more to life than just work.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not know how to create that balance because I felt I was enslaved to my job.
Right.
I since learned that for steady health and happiness, one has to carve some fun time every day to chillax. That's my word, chill and relax, recharge and rejuvenate. And that is what I've been teaching my clients after I learned it the hard way.
Right.
And I guess that my greatest challenge became my life lesson.
That's
right. My life mission.
That's great. And more people need to learn that, right? They need to learn to chillax.
I agree. We're so stressed out. We're so wired.
Right. Hey, let me ask you this real quick. What are some of the things you can teach people? Just like quick little things to get them to kind of chillax.
Well, if they like taking a bath at night, taking a warm bath with... Mm-hmm. The lights dim, some soothing music before bed is a fantastic way to depress. And when you're in a bath, you can do some deep breathing, allowing your belly to go up and down, and
right.
just feeling what it does in your body, how it calms your mind, how it calms gradually your nervous system. And just allowing the warmth of the water, or you can even do it in the shower,
mm-hmm.
to soothe your muscles, to calm you down, and then towel off and go to bed, have an easy read book, no work, no TV, no computer, no
yes.
phone.
Yes.
And continue breathing, and you should be able to sleep better. Sleep is a number one element to great health. With a great night of sleep, you feel better the next day. You don't reach for carbs and sugary things the next day.
Right.
You perform better at work. You're in greater mood. This is one easy thing that everyone could do.
Yeah, and it's the number one way the body heals itself too, right?
That's correct. That's so true.
Yeah, and make sure to put those kids to sleep too, because
yes.
that'll get rid of some of that stress right there. Make sure they're asleep first.
And encourage the children to do the same, too, by learning how to relax and breathe deeply before bed.
Right. Hey, let me ask you this real quick.
Yes.
Marie Claire, was there anybody growing up that was a mentor for you that you kind of looked up to?
Yes, there was. Well, actually, there was a few, but there was especially this strong female role model that I had. Her name was Carol. She was the last school principal I worked for, mm-hmm. and I really admired her for her poise while dealing with crisis, as well as her gentle, non-judgmental way of explaining what I should have done in a situation I was asking advice about. She was a true educator. She was skilled at drawing out my potential, and she gave me plenty of warm encouragement. She was also my first client when I opened my holistic practice. She passed away since then,
I
often think of her and imagine how she would handle my current challenges in her caring and effective way. She was a woman of gentle power. And you know what?
What?
I want to be just like her when I grow up.
Well, all right. Well, that's a good thing to aim for. Real quick, we are talking with our guest, Marie Claire Bourgeois. She is the owner and health practitioner, holistic health practitioner, at Mind Your Body and Spirit. You can go to the website, olives2lychees.com. That's olives with an S, T-O, Lychees, spelled LYCHEES.com, or you can give her a call at 416-759-5407. Hey, let me ask you this real quick before we run out of time, because I do want to, you know, jump on your website a little bit.
Because I'm
poking around, and people can go on there. You have a blog on there as well, right?
Yes.
And people can go check out your blog, but they can also go and get copies of your books, because
yes.
you've got two books out.
That's right.
Right. Olives to Lychees, both of them. There's volume one and volume two. So what was the inspiration to write the books?
Like I said, it's what I was going through. I needed to feel better, and food is one of the first things that you can nourish your body with that will make you feel good, improve your mood, and also the life crisis I experienced.
Right.
I needed to find ways to take care of myself, because I was not going to feel better if I did not have resources, and suicide was not an option.
Right.
So I also did it for my husband. He needed to see me and have me in his life in a healthy way. And I found my mission, and I decided, okay, I'm going to get better, and I'm going to teach people how to do it.
That's great. And again, the books are available on the website, olives2lychees.com. If you just click on the tab that says books right across the top, you'll see both volumes, volume one and volume two. It's a collection of paleo-style wellness recipes, olives to lychees every day, Mediterranean, right?
Yes, Mediterranean. It's a combination of Mediterranean cuisine and Asian cuisine.
Yep.
That's where you get the olive and the lychees from.
Yep, and all these recipes are created with fruits, vegetables, organic meats, eggs, nuts, quality oils. They're easy to put together, right? 15 to 45 minutes is tops?
Yes. They're all building blocks, and they're easy to create, and they taste so good.
Yeah, and again, she's continued her teaching from the classroom now to your life, and one of those ways, the best ways, is through a healthy diet.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, so you don't have to rely on, you know, fast food and going through the drive through, right, Marie Claire?
That's correct.
Because that stuff will mess you up.
That's right. All you need is a good cookbook that is well explained, and the cooking techniques that I have in the books are so easy. So anyone can do this.
Right. And is it something good to also work in if you do have kids, like have them help you to teach them?
Definitely.
To eat better too?
Definitely. The recipes are appealing to the children, and I strongly encourage the home cooks to involve the children in preparing the meals, because it's a life skill that will be very beneficial.
Yes,
that's
true.
We all need to learn how to cook our food from basics, from scratch.
Yes, and you do want them to move out of the house eventually, right?
Yes.
Right, Marie Claire?
Yes.
It's like you got to move out and you got to feed yourself.
That's right.
If you've got any
Rick.
Exactly. If you've got any allergies, that people who are sensitive to gluten and grains and dairy, you can check out these books. These will help you as well. They're available on olivestolychees.com. That's olives with an S to lychees. Lychees is spelled L-Y-C-H-E-E-S. We've been talking to our guest, the owner of Mind Your Body and Spirit out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. That's Marie-Claire Bourgeois. Marie-Claire, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup, and all the best to your listeners.
Hey, you're very welcome, and bonsoir.
Thank you very much. Bye, Rick.
Bye-bye, and we'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.